I'm Lynn Brimson and I'm from Orchardvale Community School in Barnstable. In order to get a child to be confident with decoding and taking part in your lesson, first of all, you need to make sure that they've got a safe environment in which they can do that in. So you want to make sure that every child in your class has access to, yes, the curriculum, but you can only do that if you've got really good behaviour management support systems in your class, if the children know that they're safe with you, and then they can feel confident enough to tackle a written text because they know they're in a safe place, and they know about the reward systems in class, they know that they can take risks in the classroom, and it doesn't matter if they get it wrong. And I think once you've got that embedded in the classroom and you've got pupil voice happening in your class, you can then work on, right, here's the written text. How are we going to have fun with this text? How are we going to make this text come alive for you? So then it's a case of building in the skills of looking at phonics, looking at words maybe, looking at the pictures in a book. So they're then talking about the pictures and the images first, then beginning to look at the words that then match with those pictures, and then looking at the sounds. So you might take a word in isolation out, you might then put it back in, look at different words, you play games with those words, you then look at saying the initial sounds, looking at the sounds together and then blending them together in order to create the whole word. And then once the children are then happy with that, you then look at the whole sentence. But it's not looking at the sentence in terms of it's a block of separate words which are then put together. You've then got to build on the flow of the sentence. So then throughout, you know, through the daily phonics sessions which happen down in year 1 and 2, leading on to the phonics sessions in year 3, 4, you can then, they then build a bit more fluency. They look at the sounds within words, they look at digraphs, they look at how maybe sound buttons are used in words, and then they push those sounds together in order to begin to read whole words properly. In order to help them further with spelling, what we will do is we will highlight a key word maybe from a text that the children need to recap on. I will ask the children first of all to have a go on their whiteboards. What do they think that word might look like? So the children will have a go, they'll discuss it together. We'll then pick out a certain sound maybe. So if it was beach, they'll know the initial sound is the B. Then they'll look at the next sound, which is the E, which is the digraph. And they will discuss with me that sometimes the digraph E is made with double E and sometimes it's made with EA. So then as a class, we'll then discuss which words have the sound E with EE in and which with EA. So they'll have two lists, two columns on the whiteboard of possibilities. And then we'll look at the final sound, the CH, and how do you make the CH sound with, you know, C and H. And then we'll highlight that. And I'll refer back to that in the following lesson as well. So if we suddenly notice another pattern, we'll then add that in. And so they're building up a bank of words that they're familiar with that sound.
My name's Kirsty Randalls, and I'm a teacher at Horside Primary School in Blackpool. Pupils with SPLD, you have to be really, really specific with them. And in whole class teaching, very often, it's geared towards the middling group of children and not to the lower group of children. So a lot of the time they don't access or they can't access it, which is why it needs differentiating. And also within that, sometimes even when it is differentiated, it's easier to work with them as a group. Where they're all at the same and similar levels, which helps them as a group, it helps them with the teamwork, and it also helps them to improve and understand what they're doing within the classroom. As a teacher, to help children to decode, I would sound the word out, and then I would ask them to sound the word out and ask them to give me individual letters. If they were unable to do that, I would then sit with them and sound it out slower for them to be able to pick up the letters and the sounds within the word. And then hopefully, with a bit of emphasis, they would be able to pick up the sounds and understand that once they've split it up, those are the sounds that are then put back together to spell the word. Some children are very good orally and absolutely fantastic, so we always try and incorporate some kind of discussion, some kind of involvement with them so that they can get their ideas out and ideas down, and then it's a slow process of getting it down on paper. Sometimes we don't use paper, sometimes we do recordings, so we'll flip cam them rather than them writing it down. We have overlays for them to help them read, and we have lots of visual aids for them, like the B and the D, because often they get things mixed up and confused about how they're writing. Working memory has been incorporated into my classroom practice. It's always a continual revision, revisit, and then once I know that they've got it, we then do our work, and then constantly. So it's a constant every single day. It's a revision of what they've already learned, making sure that they're aware of what they've learned and they've memorised it and remembered it.
I'm Robin Lowry. I'm Key Stage 1 team leader in Orchard Vale Community School in Barnstable in Devon. To help the children to decode what they're trying to do, we do run separate phonics sessions outside of our literacy time. So the children are identified as working within a particular phase group of letters and sounds. And the children that I was working with specifically using the role play are all working within phase two. So that means they are really just learning their sounds and being able to use the correct letter grapheme for the sound that they want to portray in their writing. Within a phonics session, we're teaching them how to represent each sound with a letter grapheme or with digraphs, and they are then taught to break down, segment their word and blend it together. So in writing, it's really about breaking down the word into its sound components and using the correct letter grapheme to represent the sounds that they want to say. I'm really passionate about teaching writing, and I enjoy writing myself, and if I really do find that if you're enjoying it, that the children enjoy it. I think appropriate text type is really important for the children. Finding a story or a non-fiction text that you know that they are going to enjoy will open up many doors for the children. We use so many strategies to encourage the children to want to write. I've used film to encourage children to write. Using a film as a story starter can get lots of creativity out of the children. For children who are less able in the actual process of writing, by using microphones, digital microphones, to help them record their story, because if they can orally retell the story, that's success in its own right. We also enjoy a lot of success if you enable the children to use a laptop to get them to produce a PowerPoint. They can feel really proud of what they've achieved in a different way that isn't just about using the pencil and paper. If a child has produced a piece of writing, the way that you accept it as a teacher can have a huge impact on how the child approaches another piece of writing. And by being positive and saying, "That's a fantastic piece of writing," to a child is so meaningful that the next piece of writing is when you might experience the progress.